This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, 8:37 in the morning. It is the 13th of June 2019. I'm Koo Soo Chuang, joined by Sharit Abdullah and Wong Xiaoning. Now, Hong Kong yesterday was flooded by protesters opposing its government's proposed extradition law. Chaos has ensued. The demonstration, attended by thousands, came head-to-head with riot police officers who fired pepper spray and tear gas sporadically throughout the day. Now, the protest is essentially about the protesters wanting Hong Kong to scrap a law that would allow criminal suspects to be extradited to China. For them, this represents China's growing influence and undermines its status as a safe haven for dissidents fleeing the mainland. However, Chief Executive Carrie Lam said it has no intention of budging. So for more insights into this issue, we have on the line Samson Yun, Assistant Professor at the Department of Political Science at Lingnan University out of Hong Kong. Now, Samson, Professor, we spoke to you about this protest earlier this week. What have been the main developments since our conversation on Tuesday?
So there was a huge protest yesterday around the Legislative Council. So that's the Parliament building in Hong Kong, which actually the police have condoned 2 days ago. They have shut down the whole protest site, which was originally for people to protest. So when people gathered around the government office yesterday, they have to flood to the streets. They have to occupy the streets. So obviously, a lot of people were there yesterday. And the major arteries of Admiralty and Central and Wan Chai have been occupied. And then throughout the day, there were a lot of clashes with the police. There were a lot of police violence. So as you said, police used tear gas and pepper spray and actually also rubber bullets against protesters. A lot of people are injured. And so this is a very, very unprecedented day for Hong Kong. So yesterday was supposed to be the debate of the bill. And it is very likely that the debate will continue today and protests will still be occurring.
And Professor, you know, what is the situation on the ground like? I mean, in the sense whether this will continue to escalate, or do you think, does it look like it is, the situation is subsiding?
I don't think the situation has subsided, because judging from the police violence yesterday, basically people were still very angry. Right now, people are very angry at the police, at the level of violence the police has used. So I believe that people will still try to find their way to go back to the LegCo, because the second reading of the bill will probably resume today. So I don't think the protest will subside. It will still continue.
Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam has condemned these protests. She called them blatant riots. It seems that she's not budging. So what could happen next?
I think she is, yes, you're right. She's not conceding, and she's still insisting to pass the bill. So I believe that further violence will occur, judging from the situation yesterday. The level of violence was unseen in Hong Kong. How blatant the police were beating the protesters. Even people just, bystanders and even journalists. There were various videos where journalists were shot with rubber bullets and also tear gas canisters. So I believe that given the current situation, the repression will just goes on, if not raised to a higher level.
Yeah, Professor Yuan, this would be a standoff that is Mexican in nature, except that it's happening in Hong Kong and China. It's not really a country no longer of two systems. This, according to some people, say that this is portentous in terms of China wanting to take back its autonomy, take back Hong Kong's autonomy. In your opinion, is there a winner here? Who wins, the protesters or the Chinese Communist Party?
I think really no one wins. One country, two system is something that requires self-restraint from the authorities. But judging from how they are pushing the bill, the speed, the lack of consultation this time, I don't think the government or Beijing are showing any self-restraint. So even though there may be, some form of violence from the protesters, but I think it is. I mean, the origin of the whole problem was that the bill was pushed forward without really listening to the people. Given that there were 1 million people protesting on Sunday, but the government still decided to go ahead with the bill. But and actually all shortened the time for debate at the Legislative Council. So I don't think the government's response is helping with the situation, but I think it is worsening the condition of one country, two systems.
And Samson, Hong Kong is a major financial hub, right? And yesterday we saw the Hang Seng mm-hmm. Index come down. What right. do you think the impact of such protests will have on the broader economy right. or the way of life for right. a lot of businesses?
I think that the protest itself was not the reason why Hang Seng Index dropped, because I just give you an example. So five years ago, we had the umbrella movement, and also there were major occupation of the roads. And during the time, actually, the Hang Seng Index went up. So the protest itself is not an issue. I think the investor confidence were affected mainly because how they see the future of Hong Kong will be. And I think that the problem is that if they see the passing of the extradition bill, this kind of violence will continue. I think that is what making investors worried. It's not because of the protest itself. The protest itself is to protect Hong Kong as a free place, as a place where foreign investors are still willing to come to Hong Kong. So I think the point of the protest is to protect Hong Kong's economic success in the past century or so. So yesterday, investor confidence was shaken. I think that investors will still, look at Hong Kong government or Beijing's response to the issue.
All right, Professor, thank you ever so much for your time. That was Professor Samson Yun. He's Assistant Professor for the Department of Political Science of the Lingnan University in Hong Kong. Now, it's quite clear by now, after some days, that this goes far beyond the extradition treaty that has been concerned. It's really the overarching influence of China on Hong Kong, which is, until now, really an autonomous state, one country, two systems, as we were saying.
Which has been promised to them since 2047, but there seems to be more encroaching in their way of life, right? There's questions over the independence of the judiciary, rule of law. And Hong Kongers are a very independent bunch. I don't think they like being told what to do.
That's right. And that's why you saw messages of support from top Taiwanese legislators and prime ministers. Clearly, a lot of the fact that China's growing influence is grating on its nether regions, whether it's Hong Kong or whether it's Taiwan or whether it's even Tibet and Nepal. Okay, it is 8:46 in the morning. We're going to be coming back with more local business news. Stay tuned. Don't cut the cord, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.